Well, thank you very much. I'm the only thing standing between you and some drinks, and it's close to my drinking time, so I'm going to make this brief. I have three things to say. First of all, we have the third edition of the WTO Analytical Index, which is an edited companion of key materials from the entire work of the WTO's organization, ranged by topic and set into context by introductory summaries or remarks. This is work that's been going for a year. It sort of draws a continuity between all the different directors that the Legal Affairs Division has had in the past. It covers panel, appellate body reports, arbitral decisions, awards, and decisions and other significant activities of the WTO committees, council, and other bodies. The analytical index is distinctive because it is the only legal research tool that provides an integrated view of all the WTO's work, including the work of members, other members of these bodies. This new edition has been updated to reflect developments in WTO law and practice up to 30 September 2011. This is prepared by the Legal Affairs Division with contributions from other divisions, Secretariat, as well as the Appellate Body Secretariat. It reflects the hard work expertise of a number of individuals. In the foreword to the new edition, the Director of the Legal Affairs Division highlighted the work of two individuals, in particular in alphabetical order, Graham Cook and Amy Porges, and we are highly indebted to their work and effort in this regard. The previous edition was updated to cover everything up to the end of 2004. More than 120 new dispute settlement reports, awards, and decisions, totaling over 30,000 pages, have been circulated since the previous edition. WTO committees have also been very active, and now many chapters in the third edition have been updated and revised to reflect the considerable amount of new jurisprudence and other materials developed since 2004. The length is nearly the double of the previous edition. The first edition was published in 1953. It was a modest 114 pages. And revised and updated revision were done in the following decades. The sixth and final edition was published in 1994 with the GATT, and then with the creation of the World Trade Organization, it continued to be now known as the WTO Analytical Index. In conjunction with the launch of the new edition of this analytical index, the Legal Affairs Division is also publishing two other works. One, a reissue of the 1994 GATT Analytical Index in electronic format on the WTO website. Amy Porges has served as lead author of that index, so deserves credit for the work that she put into reformatting the original electronic files. And two, an updated edition of the WTO one-page case summaries, which summarizes all of the main panel and appellate body findings over the period 96 through to 2011. Now, you may want, it says that the WTO workshop is selling copies of this analytical index, which you may want to purchase. And the more copies you purchase, the more drinks you'll be entitled to doing the con. And if you don't want to carry them with you, these can be shipped. So that was the commercial. Item number two on my list. It is, I think, the, I would say, irrepressible tendency of any child to write on the walls. And many of you have been tempted or maybe disobeyed your mothers and were severely punished for that. This, I think, leads many individuals when they grow up later to do graffitis, you know, some even almost on a professional basis. Well, in order to cater to these you know, things that come from childhood of writing on the walls, we have somewhere in the atrium a place where people can write on the walls. And, of course, to be selective, and be only for very, very important people. And this is the first time we're going to do it. So we're going to have a little ceremony today where we're going to have the first signature on the wall of the WTO. And it'll be a great honor because it'll be Professor John Jackson who will be doing that to satisfy his childhood dreams of writing on the wall. So we're very honored to have the opportunity to do that, and they'll be carrying out a little ceremony during the reception. And third of all is to thank you all for attending this birthday celebration. We've had many personal history, recollections, insights, and valuable substantive discussions over many issues surrounding legal affairs and dispute settlements and so on in the WTO and going back to the GATT times. So I thank you all for joining us to celebrate these 30 years. I thank all those who have been panelists and discussants. And I wish my colleagues in the House who have worked or are working in dispute settlements, division of the Legal Affairs Division in particular, a very happy birthday. So thank you, and I bring this meeting to a close.